welcome millions upon millions, perhaps billions, of faithful podcast listeners. We are your hosts, Jason Kimber and Dave Simmons. We'll bring you along with us as we share life stories from our experiences living in small towns,
or in Jason's case, an unincorporated community.
That's true. Along with genius suggestions for solving world problems and a whole lot of laughs.
This is the Small Towns Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Small Towns Podcast. I'm Dave Simmons, joined here by... I got to come up with another one besides incomparable.
I know, but it's... I appreciate that. It's very flattering.
Yeah,
though.
But the wonderful...
How about Quarter Belgian Stallion?
Okay. Do we have to throw the stallion on there?
I think it helps, okay. Yeah.
Seems appropriate. The Quarter Belgian Stallion, Jason Kimber. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you. It's good to be here, as always.
As always. Feel okay?
Yeah, I feel great. This is, without a doubt, for sure... I mean, a lot of times we record more than one at one time, but for sure the best 30 minutes of my week. Love it. Well, love it.
It is fun just to visit with you and, you know, kind of shoot the... What do they say?
Well...
shoot the stuff.
I don't think it's shoot the duck anymore.
No, no. But, just to visit.
Yeah, it is. And to think that we're recording these for posterity.
Yeah. I've always said I don't have to write down anything in a journal now.
Yeah, you don't. And what I would like to do, and this is just a thought popped into my head... what do we have to do to get into, like, the Library of Congress?
Oh, I don't think you have to do anything.
We can just be submitted all these digital records.
They find it. The government. Yeah, they know where it is.
The government. They know where
it's at. They find everything.
You and I have talked a lot where we sometimes just have a topic. I would like to just start things off today by asking you a simple question that I think will just... That will just grow and take kind of a story of its own. Are you a foodie? Would you consider yourself a foodie?
Now, tell me what would define a foodie?
Well,
in your mind, I mean, because I'm sure there's the correct definition, yes. And then there's what you think it is.
Because I think, like,
no offense,
there's the correct definition, and then whatever ridiculous thing you're going to say. I think a foodie is somebody who has a sophisticated palate and enjoys good food, maybe strong taste, strong flavors. So that's one part of being a foodie that I like. But the other part of being a foodie is, like, I just enjoy eating. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Okay, in that case, then sure.
Yeah.
I'm a foodie because I enjoy eating just as much as the next guy. I've been trying to, the whole idea of intuitive eating lately.
Ah, yes.
Turns out my intuition tells me to eat more than it really should.
Yeah, I get the intuition
at like midnight.
Yeah, 10:30 p.m., 12:30 to have like a Big Mac with cheese.
Yeah, I had a couple pieces of toast at 11:30 a couple nights ago. Man. That can't be good.
It can't be good for you because I think obviously that is providing fuel for when you're sleeping, and you don't need any fuel for when you're sleeping.
But yeah, but I'm trying to do this. So yesterday, you and I went and grabbed some lunch at El Toro Viejo,
which means the bull.
The bull's Viejo. I think that's what it means.
Like the Raging Bull. Yeah, great place.
So that's the only thing I ate yesterday.
That's the only thing you ate all day?
Well, the hot chocolate we had later that night. That's it.
I mean, that's pretty good intuitive eating because that was a heavy meal. And we talked about this afterwards. I ate that meal and then I was kind of done for the day.
I was clogged up. I mean, that's a little bit more than people want to know, but.
Oh, fair enough.
It was a good 20 hours later before I felt like I was ready to eat again.
We don't sugarcoat things here, buddy.
No, we tell the truth.
Yeah, we tell the truth. The difference between you and me, though, is that I was very tired. It was a hot lunch, which is not, if I have a hot lunch, I feel like I need to have a nap afterwards, and I'm not a napper. But even though it was lunch, when it was dinner time, I put on my big boy pants, buddy, and I had dinner.
I didn't. I just wimped out. And I waited, and I don't know. I'm ashamed of it.
People probably wouldn't refer to me as a foodie because one of my favorite places to eat, although I'm still a foodie, is McDonald's.
Yeah, look, don't mock McDonald's.
No, you're not hearing any mock from here.
No, I like a McDonald's. Now, an hour later, McDonald's rears its ugly head. Like, it's a problem about an hour later.
I think if you eat it enough, like, you've kind of got to develop... And kind of like train your system to handle it.
Well, I haven't trained it by now.
Well, there's still time, buddy. There's
I got a lot of reward points on my app right now just because of the visits to the McDonald's.
First of all, this morning I had a large Coke, extra ice, sausage egg McMuffin. Perhaps one of the best breakfasts out there.
Okay.
The day turned a little crazy. I had a lot of appointments and I was on the road and lunchtime wasn't going to happen, but I was still hungry because, you know, that sausage egg McMuffin's not going to stay with you forever. So I drove through McDonald's again.
Oh my gosh, this is awesome. I want you please to finish the trifecta. Keep going.
I'm gonna throw you off by this, but guess what I had?
You didn't have another sausage egg McMuffin.
No, well, they don't do the breakfast all day like they used to anymore.
Well, that's a shame.
It is a crying shame. It's one of my favorite things. I had something that I rarely...
A McRib.
Oh, don't tease now. If it was McRib season, I would be all over
those
that.
Are, I can't those go. Things. I can't eat a McRib. Are those really ribs?
Does it matter?
True. It doesn't really matter.
It's delicious, like rib meat pressed into the form of... I mean, I don't know what your ribs look like, but they don't look like any ribs to me.
I can't see my ribs anymore.
I had a fillet of fish.
Oh my gosh. I've never wanted to get up and leave as much as I want to right now.
No, stay, listen, it felt a little lighter.
It's because it's fish. It's disgusting.
I think it's kind of into the same camp of the McRib. Not sure.
What kind of fish is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's fish pieces.
Yeah.
That they mush together.
It's chum is what it is. They've got chum and they put it in the fryer and they called it fillet of fish.
You know, it's pretty good. I'm not going to get that every day. I get a fillet of fish about, I'm going to say only two or three times a year.
That's two or three times too many.
No. If I'm with my sister-in-law, Jenny,
yeah.
She's actually the one that introduced me to the fillet of fish. I love her for it. So Jenny and then her... younger daughter Olivia, she also is a fan of the fillet fish.
Oh, I'm gonna have to have a word with those two.
Yeah, you know them. I mean, it's fantastic.
I do know them, and there needs to be some conversation.
They're so good.
Well, obviously, they still sell the fillet of fish. There obviously is people out. There are people out there that eat it.
And yes, for sure, like me, and people that are listening to this podcast, if they are a true foodie, they might be saying, Jason, if you eat a fillet of fish, you're not a foodie. I am. I like strong flavors.
You know.
And unique flavors.
So, what is it if you have, like, when I had, did you ever have COVID?
No, I never did.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's coming, just so you know. Well, I had it and lost the smell for a while.
Yes.
Now, before that, I had really good sniffer. I mean, I could smell things exactly. That nobody else was smelling. Like a dog whistle, but it's a smeller for me.
That's unfortunate sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it went away for a bit.
Okay.
And when it came back, you know how most, like Susie's has never fully come back. You said Heather's.
No, she still, it's kind of ebbs and flows with the taste and smell.
I think my nose is more potent now than it's ever been.
Really?
Yeah, like it's superpower. I got superpower from COVID out of my smeller.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's the sniffer.
that's me. I can smell crazy things, and it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, if we were trying to find Jimmy who fell down a well,
I'd smell it out. I'd say, give me his blanket.
You and Lassie.
I'm going to just smell it out, and we'll go find him. Well, but so I can't say that I'm a foodie, but because I'm kind of a baby, like I'm persnickety.
Okay.
First of all, do you like that word?
I do like that word. I'm assuming in context, you mean that you're kind of a picky eater?
Picky.
Yeah. Persnickety.
Yeah. I'm not going to eat a green bean. We've gone through that.
But you'll eat a Cheeto out of bathwater. So
I don't know. You tell me. So I can't claim to be a foodie because I really don't trust my own judgment.
What do you have a favorite food? I want two questions. Favorite food just in general. And then do you have a favorite food that you've eaten at a restaurant?
I like if you were to say what is the only if you had to have the same food for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You probably go pizza, right? Just because there's a lot of different things you can do with pizza.
Not me.
Really? You're not a pizza guy?
I love pizza. But I would have to go traditional. Can beef be an answer?
Yeah. Because you can get hamburger.
Hamburger.
I mean, if we're going to say it that way, then you're probably right.
Okay.
But if it has to be like a particular kind of beef, like you have to have a hamburger or you have to have a steak. I like a good steak.
I do like a good steak. I mean, and we've talked about this before. You tease me all the time. You want to know what goes real well with steak?
Applesauce.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Who goes and orders applesauce?
Well, I'll tell you why I did that.
Their teeth are real, right?
My teeth are real.
You actually have to chew your food.
Listen, we may have talked about this, or maybe this was a secret that I've held up until this moment. First of all, I can't remember. It might have been after a podcast that we went to have a steak at Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
And it was delicious.
Sure it is.
But I may or may not have already eaten. But when you suggested that we go, I am a go-with guy.
Yeah.
So, of course I'm going to go.
Well, that's nice of you.
Even though I had dinner just like an hour ago. And so I ordered a steak, of course, because if you go to Texas Roadhouse, why would, I mean, you're going to order the steak. But I'm like, you know what? Let's go a little lighter. Let's do a salad and an applesauce. Made me feel better about myself.
That's what you need to do. You know, but that kind of makes me think, people who are like steak connoisseurs,
yes,
if they hear of us enjoying a steak at Texas Roadhouse, I think they're rolling their eyes.
They might be. But I could identify with that a little bit because I do love Tech. They got a great steak there. But I also love to go to fine dining. And again, maybe there's an eye roll here. I'm not quite as sophisticated palate as I'd like to be. But I go to like
Ruth's Chris.
Like that's, I love to go there and get a steak. I think it's got one of the greatest steaks around.
Delicious. Yeah, well, you've got to remortgage the house and pull some equity and
worth every penny.
Yeah. Well, so that it is really, really good.
Yeah.
But here's another thing why I think I'm not a foodie. I can't do the medium rare like you guys. Like everybody that likes a steak says, if you're ruining it, if you do anything more than medium rare. Well, I can't get past the texture of the bloody.
That's called tenderness.
It's called raw.
No,
listen. It's sushi is what it is.
I don't care if my steak like crawls raw over and takes a bite out of my mashed potatoes.
But I do. Raw. I need it sufficiently dead.
But you would say, would you go medium well?
It's funny because I'll say, because I don't know what I want. I want it between medium and medium well.
Yes.
But they can go too well. But then if they're going to err on one side, I have to err on the medium well side, because if they go to, instead of medium to medium rare, I just can't do it.
Maybe they just need to turn the lights down in the restaurant, because medium rare is delicious. If you go well done, you would probably be better off to just stop at Maverick and get a Slim Jim.
I do like jerky. I do like jerky.
Slip into a Slim Jim. So the reason that I asked that question, and we've talked about a couple of restaurants, but I think I've told you this story before, but it's one of my favorite stories because I don't think it's odd, but as I have discovered, when I tell stories, people will be like, that's weird. My brother-in-law, Steve, he and I were doing some work several years ago in Denver. So we flew into the Denver airport and we were just there a couple of days. We're on our way home and we had some time to kill in the airport. There's a restaurant called, I think it's called the Timberline. I think it's called the Timberline Steak and Grill. And it is so delicious.
It's in the airport?
It's in the airport.
Okay.
It's in the airport. And so I actually got there when I was there. I ordered a side of chili.
Okay.
Dave? Which is weird. I don't know if I've ever ordered chili in a restaurant.
Look, chili done right is awesome.
Yeah, I agree. Because I love it. But I typically just, I'm good with Nally's.
What is that? Like a canned stuff? It's a can. Stuff?
Come on.
So, well, I'm not buying canned chili. I'm not. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. Now who's the foodie?
Good point. Well, okay, so you're going to finish this story.
Yeah.
But I want the fact that you were prepared to eat chili before loading onto a plane, yeah, boarding a plane. Ooh, that's
as long as I've got,
that's gutsy.
As long as the super sniffer isn't there, everything should be just fine.
I don't know. I don't think it takes much of a super sniffer to, and not only that, but not even for the others around you.
Yeah.
Your own comfort. Yeah.
Yeah. Because obviously they don't let you crack a window on an airplane.
No, you'll lose papers and stuff out that window.
This story actually has a lot of pieces to it, but that was the best chili I've ever had in my life.
Okay, so if ever you and I are in the Denver airport,
yeah,
you're going to take me to that place.
Fast forward a couple of months, we were back, found ourselves back in Denver, and I was like, I can't wait for this chili. And I forget which terminal it's in. I think there's three terminals. I don't know the airport very well, but you've got to land in the right terminal or else you got to go there. But I'm like, I don't care where it's at. I will find this chili. So I got the map. I went there, had the chili again. It was so delicious. In fact, this was, I remember this. This was December 22nd. I want to say 2016. It was whatever year The Greatest Showman came out, because I love that movie and I happened to watch it while I was on that trip.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I thought, Dave, this chili is so good, and in absence, it only made the heart and the taste buds grow fonder.
Okay.
And I just wanted this chili so bad, so I had it, but I thought, you know what would be make this chili even better? If I could enjoy it in the comforts of my own home. So we went to the restaurant, getting ready to board the plane, to order some chili. I'm going to put a picture on the gram on this, because we took a picture of this exact moment. And the night before, right across from our hotel, was a Container Store. So I walked over there, and I bought what I was hoping and was promised to be a leak-proof container.
This is okay.
Yeah.
Go
so
ahead.
So I finished my chili. It was delicious.
It's not going to end well.
And then the cute waitress, she came up to me. She's like, is there anything else I can get you before you go, before I bring you your check? And I said, I'm glad you asked that. And I reached down into my bag, my carry-on. I'd already obviously been past security, so it's fine.
It's not duty-free chili.
It's exactly. And it's not like, you know, only 2 ounces of liquid. I pulled
it's going to be duty. Duty-free. It won't ever be duty-free.
It will never be duty-free. I pulled out this Tupperware with a screw-on lid that I'd purchased the night before.
Well, the screw-on lid's a good...
Very small.
You would think, yeah.
Absolutely. And I said, how many bowls of chili do you think this would hold? I said, I'd like you to charge me for that. I said, I think it could probably take 5.
Oh, my goodness.
So she's like, she was so nice. She's like, I'll just take it back there. Because I was going to order 5 bowls of chili. I didn't think they'd take my container into the kitchen.
You wouldn't think so.
You would think, this was pre-COVID, all that type of stuff.
Sure.
Right? So she's like, no, I'll just take it back there. So she took it back. Turns out to be about 5 bowls. It's the most expensive chili I've ever purchased. I mean, 5 bowls of it at the airport. And then I very gingerly put that into my carry-on. It was just a backpack. And I made sure that it was standing upright because I didn't want to like... they said it was leak-proof, but there's no sense testing it, right?
Well, yeah. Why are we going to test that out?
Exactly. So I gingerly put it down in my backpack and I kind of pack my... Delicates around the chili. And then I get on the plane and it's got to go in the upper head, bin overhead.
They let you keep it between your feet.
Well, I got to have some leg room, buddy.
Yeah, you are tall.
I'm a tall guy.
Yeah.
So I put it up top, and I gingerly, again, that would be the key word of this whole story, very carefully and delicately placed my backpack upright in the bin over my head. Well, we're getting ready to take off, and I'm thinking this is going to be fantastic. I was a little nervous. I mean, I think it's a pressurized airplane, of course, but I didn't know how 5 bowls of chili would ride in the overhead bin of an airplane.
And they tell you that things tend to shift a little bit up there.
Well, not only do they tend to shift, I'm getting ready, they're closing the doors, and one of the flight attendants, he's walking down the aisle, and you could tell he's looking for space to put maybe one extra bag.
Oh, no.
And yeah, it happened. I couldn't believe it. All of a sudden, he grabbed my backpack, just manhandled it, threw it, and in the bin across the way from me is upside down.
Oh.
And I was just like, well, I mean, there's nothing I can do.
No.
The damage has been done. I'm belted up. We're taxiing. So there's nothing I could do except now I'm really counting on that seal to hold.
Yeah.
And then I thought, because if you have something leaking out of an overhead bin and it's chilly, I mean, at least it wasn't going to drip on me. It was going to drip on the guy.
The next
the
guy over.
Long story short, we get to Salt Lake. Of course, I inspected it. I'd like to say that was not leak proof. Got all over my clothes.
Your delicates.
All of my delicates. Somewhat ruined. I mean, it was awkward to have to like suck the delicious. Yeah, get a little bit on your lapel.
So yummy. Suck that off of there.
But I brought it home and it was delicious. And then I spent the next few months looking online, trying to figure out what kind of chili this was. We went back again. I actually said, would you mind same place? Would you take a picture of the label? It's actually called Whitey's Chili. I've ordered it before.
Online?
Ordered online. Shipped 20 pounds of it here. Very expensive to ship 20 pounds of chili. I did 4 or 5 pound bags.
You might have a chili problem.
I might have a chili problem. But then I had one bag and it was delicious. We took it up to a chili cook-off.
Did you win?
Second. Dang it.
Somebody was paying the judges.
But it was so good. I went back again just recently. I get ready to enjoy the chili. I go in. I said to the new waitress, of course, says, I love this chili. She's like, oh, you're going to love it. We've made it better. We've doctored it up. And I just almost threw my spoon at her.
Why mess with...
Don't mess with greatness.
The coordinates.
So I'm just gathering from your facial expression, you've never done something similar.
I'm not going to try to transport chili over state lines.
You want this chili. It's so good.
That's what I was going to say. I've never run into a chili that I thought that needs to be a part of my life in 20-pound bags.
It's so good. One of the girls left the freezer open and it ruined everything in it.
Ugh.
Yeah, so I only
hope you grounded her.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I made her eat all the rest of that chili.
It's a long night.
I can't wait though to get it. But I mean, it was worth everything. And I do love food.
It does bother me though when people mess with the coordinates. Like when you've got it. You've got it.
Don't mess it.
Don't fiddle.
Don't quit fiddling.
Quit fiddling. In one of our earlier podcasts, I said something about mint brownies.
Yes.
Brownies on their own are great.
I would agree.
Some people like a mint. Stop putting it in there because everyone likes them normal.
Everybody does.
Don't mess with the coordinates. The coordinates are fine the way they are. Who thinks, I think I'm going to put some toothpaste in my brownies? Doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, I'm actually going to give you that. I think that makes a lot of sense. And maybe what they could do is they could just put a little bowl of mint frosting to the side.
Sure.
And then frost up your
own. Frost your own dang brownie with mint. Like today, I intuitively eating, hadn't eaten anything, and it was at about 11:30.
Okay.
But I knew I had a 1 o'clock lunch appointment.
Okay.
So I'm not going to eat something at that point that's like, I mean, I'm going to have lunch at one.
Yeah.
I happened to open my desk drawer at work, and how there is a trail mix little bag in there, I have no idea. But there is. And I dump them all out and sift through the mix of trail and pull out every single raisin that's in there.
To eat or to throw
away? To throw it away.
Oh, thank you. Yes, throw those away.
No, I don't know why anybody would put – I think it's a filler. Like, hey, look, we don't want to put that many M&Ms in there. Let's just throw some raisins in there. They'll fill up the bag.
Would it kill them to put just a couple extra M&Ms?
I know, because there were like three in that entire bag.
Raisins are nasty. Have you ever thought to yourself, hey, let's just see what happens when we let this grape rot?
Let's eat it.
And then let's eat it.
Well, it's like mutton. You were talking about mutton other day.
Yeah, it's no
it's
good.
Just an old sheep.
Nobody wants. Just eat a nice young one.
Yeah, just eat the little guy.
Nice, nice lamb chop with some mint jelly, perhaps.
Yeah, something that's a little better than that.
What about chicken wings? You a chicken wing fan?
Yes, I do like chicken wings. But you know what? Lately, the skin has been creeping me out. Is that weird?
No, that's not weird because I'm very picky on my chicken wings as well. I love a Buffalo Wild Wing.
Me too, but kind of that's where
did
I'm...
Do you have a little bit of a...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
just recently, but I'll get through
Give
it.
Give it another try.
I'll get through it.
Give it another try. I love a chicken wing. I remember one time I went somewhere and somebody made them in a crock pot. Blew. I mean, nasty.
Yeah, I'm not for that.
They're too mushy. This doesn't have anything to do actually with a chicken wing, but I think I've told you this before, but I was helping a dear friend here in the neighborhood move, and we had a bunch of young guys help us as well. One kid by the name of... Clayton, good egg, good egg, good kid. I shouldn't say that. He's a young man now, you know, early 20s, I think. But he was probably only 14, 15 years old at the time. 8 o'clock in the morning, we're finishing up, kind of just milling around this empty family room now. And he looks at me, and he starts staring in my neck region.
In the neckle area.
And he's like, I said, you see something, buddy? Did I spill a little sausage egg McMuffin or something? Yeah. And he's like, what? And he starts to approach me, and he reaches for my neck, and I'm like, what's... I just froze because I thought, is it a spider? Like, what's going on? And then, before I know it, he actually grabbed something off of my neck and pulled. Spoiler alert, it was a mole.
Ripped it right off.
Ripped it right off my neck. Right off my neck. Bled profusely. I was like... I said, buddy, that was attached. That was attached. And he said to me, he said, I'm sorry, I thought it was a chicken wing crumb.
I mean, of all things.
I mean, who doesn't eat chicken wings at 8 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, and leaves the... Are there crumbs from chicken wings?
I don't think so.
I think there's sauce schmutz, but I don't think there's crumbs.
And you can rub that in if it's on your neck.
But he might have done you a favor.
He actually did me a huge favor because... Every time I would shave, I try to avoid it, but sometimes I'd nick it and it would bleed profusely, but it would always kind of like grow back. But since that day, Dave.
Well, I'm looking at your neck right now and it's fantastic.
I mean, I don't think maybe it was more of a skin tag. I don't know.
Well, that must have been a decent size because I don't know if somebody can come up and grab it. I mean,
it wasn't as big as you would think.
Like,
I'll pull up some pictures, maybe. Okay. If we can see
Let's see if I can
see if you can check out your epidermis. Yeah. But so I tease him about it, and he's such a good guy. And so I said, buddy, I don't know if I should, like, cry and maybe punch you in the face, or if you should send me an invoice.
Yeah, send him a bill.
Yeah. No, he should send me one, because he saved me a trip to the dermatologist.
No, I think you might owe him lunch at McDonald's. Actually, we get him some chicken wings.
Chicken wings. And then just when you eat them, try not to let the crumbs
get all over your face.
I don't know. I just think about these different stories when it comes to food. Going back, let's do a throwback.
Okay.
Any favorite treats or kid when you were a kid? Going down to the... Where would you go? Was there like a little market in Providence?
Yeah, the Country Shopper.
We've talked about the Country Shopper before. Yes, we have. So you save up, you go to Penny Candies?
Yeah, Penny Candies, sure. Big League Chew. Ooh, we'd buy baseball cards and have that really terrible gum on the inside there. They'd have a little piece of gum. Yeah, and they're hard. They're breaking apart. That kind of stuff. The little diner connected to it. There's some greasy burgers and stuff like that was good. And then... But, like, if getting home from school,
yeah,
it's PB&J.
Oh, okay.
Plenty of PB&J. And
yeah.
I used to, when you're a teenager, you can eat huge quantities of food.
For sure.
And I remember getting home from basketball practice and making 4 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. 4. And I'd cut them in half and create this fortress around the plate. And on the inside of there, it's like the moat. And on the inside was full of potato chips.
Oh my God.
And go down and watch Saved by the Bell.
Well,
it's a good late afternoon.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just described my perfect evening.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of this. I don't know if I've ever admitted this to anybody in my life, but I remember one time, same thing, came home from school, got off the bus, made myself a PB&J, poured myself a nice glass of milk, and then I thought, I dip Oreos.
Oh,
I dip, cookies. Why wouldn't I dip this delicious PB&J? I did that. I was a phase.
You did it more than once.
Yeah, I did it more than once. I still might do it if it's a toasted PB&J.
Well, hey, peanut butter toast and cereal.
Delicious.
Awesome.
Delicious.
And I'll dip that.
Fruit Stripe gum. Do you remember it?
Yeah, but did you know that there's two different versions of Fruit Stripe gum?
Are you kidding me?
One of them's great. The other one that's got more of a darker looking package,
okay,
not good.
I mean,
maybe it was sugar free.
That must be the one, like, you chew it twice and all the flavor's gone.
Yeah, Fruit Stripe gum was awesome.
Yeah.
Big League Chew. That was good stuff.
That reminds me of Big League Chew. It's like, what are we trying to kind of replicate here? Indulge yourself in some candy cigarettes.
I remember candy cigarettes down at the Country Shopper.
Yes.
And I remember feeling a little bit bad, like,
did you?
Dirty doing
it.
And I don't even know if I actually did it or I saw other kids doing it and thinking, I don't think we should do that.
I'd take that pack of candy cigarettes, I'd roll it up in my t-shirt sleeve.
What are you, born in the 60s? You and John Travolta?
Exactly. That's how you pack a pack
of
cigarettes.
Pop a couple buttons on the front of your shirt.
And just that hair just flowing freely.
And I guarantee at 13 or so, you had hairy chest.
Yeah.
I saw the mustache.
I've seen
the pictures of the mustache.
Exactly. Once again, you're seeing how the sausage is made. I don't really know if that means what I think it means exactly what I think it means.
I think it does too.
Like
you really don't want to know, but you just found out.
You just found out.
I guess we're going to have to know now.
There was a cookie though that was introduced. Well, I'm not introduced as a kid. They were called Heyday bars. I've told you about these before.
I don't remember you talking about Heyday bars.
Oh my goodness. They are
What's
so,
in a Heyday bar?
It's like a wafer and then it got some chocolate drizzle and then I think they like do some caramel drizzle and then they sprinkle it with peanuts and they were kind of like in a bar. It was a Heyday bar.
Okay.
And you'd bite them, so a bit of a crunch, but then you'd have a little bit of the caramel pull, you know, like on the... You know.
You're painting a beautiful picture.
Yeah, and it's making me hungry right now. I actually went to some great lengths recently to find a copycat recipe for these Heyday bars, which I did find. But I think Nabisco made them. I mean, listen, if any senior executive at Nabisco is listening to this right now...
Which I'm sure they are.
Bring the Heyday bar back.
Haydaay?
Yeah, I think it's what? Heyday. Heyday.
And Heyday you'll see bar.
You'll see there's got to be an image there.
I think you're making it up.
No, I'll find it.
Finding on here is actual bars called Heyday.
Maybe just Google like Heyday, like Heyday, like H-A-Y. I'm going to do it for you because I need you to, it's Hey.
I think you're making it up.
No.
If the Google doesn't have it, it doesn't exist.
No, listen, maybe it's H-E-Y. Mm-hmm. I mean, now I'm getting off of the weeds here.
Oh, yep. Heyday Bars Nabisco, H-E-Y.
Yeah. H-E-Y.
Well, it doesn't look that appealing.
Are you kidding me?
Well, those are copycat ones.
Yeah, I took a lot of time to find those, actually. But they are delicious.
You know what? You know what? Say what you want, but a Twinkie is wonderful.
I will agree.
Twinkies... I like cupcakes. Anything Hostess besides the...
careful.
Okay, I'm going to be careful. Oh, we talked about this recently.
Yeah, I'm afraid what you're going to say.
Well, the pies, the fruit pies.
I love the pies.
I'm not eating those fruit pies.
Yeah, everything but cherry. I don't like the texture.
The zinger, if it's chocolate, is good. The other day, folks, we went to the Maverick, which we do every once in a while, to get the hot chocolate and something. And Jason gets some zingers, and I thought, okay. But then I looked, and he got the... pink ones, the reddish pink ones.
They're like tiger tails, but they're called zingers.
I didn't know Zinger made a bad one. Like, I didn't know that they made a...
I made him try it too, folks, and he was like a baby. You thought he was like eating a string bean or something.
Yeah. I'm not a coconut guy overall.
I'm not either, but you put them on a Zinger tiger tail raspberry. Oh, they are delicious. They come in packs of three, though, and I can only eat like one and a half, and then I'm done.
And they're unstorable.
They're unstorable. Unstorable. I mean, I think if you leave them in the package, they would actually last through the zombie apocalypse.
I think so, too.
But, yeah, once you've cracked the seal, you forget about it.
How many Twinkies do you think you could eat, like, in one sitting? Like, give me a box.
Well,
I bet I could eat a whole box.
A whole box?
I bet I could eat 12.
If you... I need to change that. How many come in a box?
But I bet there's about 12.
I would think 12. Can I substitute Ding Dongs? I could eat a whole box of Ding Dongs.
Sure. Yeah.
So good.
We should do that one of these days. When I'm intuitively thinking, I could go for an entire box of Twinkies right now.
That will be our lunch for the day.
I like donuts. I got a bit of a problem with donuts.
Question.
Lee's Marketplace.
Okay, so do you like a cake donut or like a...
Yes.
Or like a yeast donut, what do you call them? Like a raised donut?
I don't think they're called yeast donuts. I just think they're called regular donuts.
Like a crispy...
It's a donut and a cake donut.
Exactly. Okay.
I like them both.
I would choose just a regular donut.
Me too. I mean, when I go and I have the whole counter in front of me...
Choosing glazed.
I'm choosing... Ooh, they are good. But glazed. But a chocolate bar?
Yeah.
Oh, mama. Those things are so good.
So good. You ever put a slice of bacon on a maple bar?
Well, no, I've seen people do it, but those are worlds colliding.
That is worlds colliding. My brother-in-law, Mark, like, he says, you've got to try this one time. And I'm like, okay, I'll try it. But it had like a whole slab of bacon, which I couldn't bite through the bacon. So it kind of grossed me out a little bit. But if you put bacon bits on it, then that's delicious. Crumbled up bacon.
Yeah, it's good. But
that's okay. I'd probably take it or leave it, and I'd probably leave it.
Yeah, me too. That brings up a good thing. Bacon on your cheeseburger?
It's too overpowering.
Exactly. I like bacon, but when I have bacon on my cheeseburger, I feel like I can only taste the bacon.
Just the bacon. Yeah, I would leave it off.
Yeah, me too.
Let me ask you this. This is kind of like dinner and a show.
Okay.
Laffy Taffy.
No. What am I, six?
When you're a kid?
Susie still loves that kind of stuff. The Laffy
I'm not
Taffy,
a gummy
the
either.
Gummy
so
stuff.
Yeah, so is Heather.
Yeah, she likes those peach rings.
Oh, yeah, those are sick.
Those are sick.
Those are gross.
When you open those in your car and you feel like you just opened a air freshener.
Oh, yeah.
And it's peachy. Mm-hmm. I don't
need
that. I
got TMJ, first of all, which is some sort of, like, I can't chew gummies. I don't really love them.
Yeah, I can make my jaw pop right now.
It's not healthy. Don't do it.
Really?
But the best thing about Laffy Taffys, I actually did a little bit of search because the best thing about Laffy Taffys are the jokes that are on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you a couple of my favorites.
Okay.
I'd like to see if you could answer these.
Okay.
Why did the student eat his homework?
Why did the student eat his homework? I don't know.
The teacher said it was a piece of cake.
Oh, that's funny.
We're not going to go through all these. Love them.
These are great dad jokes, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's where the dad joke must have got started. Which came first? The chicken or the egg, or which came first, Laffy Taffy or the dad joke?
I think it was right there. Yep.
What did the horse say when he tripped?
I don't know.
They're sometimes so obvious, but you just can't think of it.
Yeah.
Help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Oh, okay.
Classic, why do fish always sing off key?
Because they're... I don't know.
Because you can't tune a fish.
You can't tuna fish?
You can't tuna fish.
Oh, my goodness.
You hear about the fire at the circus? It was intense.
Oh, my gosh.
Last one. What's the best way to carve wood? Whittle by whittle.
So it sounds to me like you're pretty much buying the Laffy Taffy for the jokes.
Yeah, and I don't really like the banana ones, the banana flavor ones, but I'll take a strawberry Laffy Taffy. You bet it's delicious.
Just chew it? Do you just chew on those?
Yeah, you gotta chew on it.
I think I'd use it like a sucky candy.
Like a lifesaver or something?
Yeah, I'd just kind of suck on it.
Yeah, depending on your dental work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to lose a filling.
No. Fortunately, I don't have any. I've told you before, I don't have any cavities, so. It's probably because I don't eat Laffy Taffy.
Listen, this has been kind of a fun podcast. This was random. I just wanted to quiz you about foods and foodie. I thought the world needed to hear. If anybody needs any best practices about hauling chili in a plane, please, I'm open. I would do so many things different this time.
Well, you, the fact that you have a case study on that says something about you. Try not to transport chili over international or state lines.
Chili hater.
Thanks again, folks, for listening to another episode of the Small Towns Podcast.
We're pretty sure we've changed your life for the better.
If not, well, we'll try again next time.